There's always stuff to do.
Nice. Yeah. Always got some cardboard boxes that need to be moved from one side of the room to the
other. And then back again.
Yeah.
High Mystery.
The blunts are rolled, the gang has gathered, the mood is set. Mm. So you know it's time for another episode of High Mystery.
Yeah!
Yeah, High Mystery.
We're a podcast where we smoke the delicious cannabis.
Yeah.
And drop serious, restricted knowledge that you can only get here from us. By us, I mean I'm Tristan.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Kappa.
And we are here to give you forbidden knowledge.
Straight out of Area 51.
But most importantly, also smoke weed. Mm. I brought a blunt. Surprise, surprise.
I bet it's a weight twisted hemp.
Surprise, surprise.
Is it a ocean breeze or is it a tropical
this is
punch?
A blue banana.
Ooh. Mm.
So that, just oh. A super so, fake banana.
That's what I was going to say.
Or it's a sad like, banana.
It's a banana that grew next to like a nuclear power plant.
It's sad. It's just a sad,
yeah,
it's
sad.
It's blue.
Yeah,
it's blue.
Now, like, I can't
he's help. Got the blue.
I can't help but personify everything. So now I'm seeing the sad banana. The sad blue banana just like walking down the street. Nobody wants to peel me. Nobody wants to eat me.
It's okay, Blue Banana. You're special. You're unlike all the other bananas.
He's
cherish it.
A
embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
I have gushers in here.
Oh.
As well as...
More gushers.
More gushers.
And purple punch.
I also bought the gushers.
Yeah, the selection was a little sad, but...
You gotta do what you gotta
do. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Am I gonna get really high off of this? And is
yes.
it gonna taste delicious?
Yes.
I'm not.
I mean,
I'm just buttered.
Who's to say?
Tristan's to say.
I'm just butthurt because they didn't have my favorite.
The wedding
cake. The wedding
cake. Yeah. She's a romantic.
And then what are we smoking after that?
We're smoking this Death Rocket over here.
Oh,
which is sativa, golden pineapple flowers, organic hash keef, and hash oil.
Yummy. Thanks, Holly.
I've said it before, but every rocket's a potential Death Rocket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean?
You at least lose your eye.
Like,
yeah.
Most rockets are volatile.
Oh,
so.
I see.
Any
I thought
projectile
you were,
of any
I thought you were
kind.
Talking about this specific joint. Like
no.
Bad was going to happen or something.
No, not
you
at
could
all.
Cough to death.
Yeah.
I just mean that whether you're firing a rocket to blow something up or, like, even if it's a toy rocket that you're just shooting off at the park.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you
it could be
fire.
Potentially a death
yes.
rocket.
If you swallow
exactly.
firecrackers, I don't know how you're going to do, you know?
By the way, kids, that's the thing. You can go build a little model rocket. You can launch that thing into the sky, watch
or
it.
You could swallow it and
right.
see what happens.
Don't do that, though. We don't endorse. Not endorsing that
they
second
be
one.
Listening
anyways. I definitely remember.
That's true.
Yeah, but kids are going to find it. They're kids.
Shout out to all you cool kids out there.
That's right. What was I going to say? I remember my dad and I got a rocket when I was a kid, you know, like to launch off in the park.
Heck yeah.
And it did nothing.
Oh.
No.
It's a total dud.
Dude, that's so disappointing.
I was like running into that field with like, the knowledge of exploration and space is all in front of me. The universe expands before my eyes. I remember afterwards my dad was like, well... sometimes you just learn those kind of lessons in life.
Oh, no.
Sometimes things are disappointing.
It's 2295 gone.
And then we probably went and got Grater's ice cream.
Nice.
And it was fine.
And all was well.
All was fine. All was good and well.
It was back to running through the field.
With the
ice
cookies
cream.
And cream. Cookies and cream milkshake. Just like sipping. Which, by the way, Grater's ice cream. Has not been beaten, and I've eaten gelato in Italy, and Grater's is better.
Wow.
Wow.
I haven't had any ice cream better. It's close runner-up Tillamook, but Grater's
so much
really
good, you guys.
But we do need to talk about a mystery.
Oh, right.
We should say that the blunt is in rotation now.
Mm-hmm.
We
so
have
good. Tastes delicious.
The mystery that I brought in today was on the Nazco aliens.
Yay, aliens! My favorite.
So, as I'm sure everyone knows, Nazco is most known for the Nazca lines in southern Peru. They were created, they believed, around 500 BC and 500 AD. And basically what they are their lines that...
Do you want to reveal more of that?
Isn't
that
fine.
Be...
Go for it.
You should also stay tuned for a full episode on this coming to your ears soon by the lovely and talented Colin. But just a little tidbit to wet the whistle before he gets into more of that later. They are lines that make a geoglyph. Images that can be seen from an aerial view. Some are straight lines running across the landscape, but there's also designs of animals and plants and animal-human hybrids, like chimeras and stuff.
What's that?
A chimera?
Yeah.
A chimera is like a human-animal hybrid. So like it's believed that ancient aliens did that a lot, as well as like, you know, who are the people who do Philosopher's Stone stuff.
Harry
Potter? Harry
Potter?
No,
wizards?
Not Harry Potter. Alchemists.
Oh.
But, a chimera is basically, like, an overarching term for any mashed-up beast. So, like, a griffin, where you have, like, the body of a lion and the head of an eagle or something.
Oh,
you know,
I
that
get
kind
you.
Of stuff.
Like, two different animals mashed together.
Yeah, and, like, the
or
tail
a centaur
of a snake.
Or anything.
Or,
yeah,
absolutely.
Sure. I didn't know that was the... Oh, I didn't know that had an overarching term.
I think,
I've heard
I think
chimera
that's
before,
what it is.
But I thought it was another kind
I've heard
one
it before.
Of those.
It's
I
usually
think from
like...
You.
It's
my
usually
name's
like.
Forgot.
I think it's usually multiple, like at least three animals mashed together.
Oh, sure. Centaurs
so,
aren't good enough for your
no,
club.
They're not good enough. So,
so
actually,
that's just normal nature.
Centaurs will just fuck off.
Centaurs are just naturally created beings. They're not smushed together with science.
Well, that would be a cryptid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, chimera means that science intervened and smushed some things together, and a cryptid is more just something that is a being from...
For God's,
the Frankenstein effect here. Colin.
For God's sake, someone use a phone to look up chimera.
No!
You're going to be doing this mystery, right?
Like, speculate more.
I can't believe I left my phone in the living room! God damn it!
So, as I said, we will be covering the Nazca lines another day. This is not this one.
It's the Nazca aliens
that's
we're talking
right.
about.
Lately in the news, besides finding more of these there here lines that they've been discovering.
Them their lines.
Those lines.
That's right. They found a Nazca tomb where some mummies were found. And so what's so cool about these mummies?
Tell us,
well,
Tristan.
They look like aliens.
The people looking at the pictures that will be on the Instagrams as well as what we're watching right now, you can see, do not look like the typical human mummy that we have come to know and love.
They're tiny. They look like E.T.
They look
They're
like
very
E.T.-esque. Or like gray aliens.
But E.T. with a, dare I say, David Bowie-esque bulge?
Right? Look at that bulge.
And a much thinner frame than E.T. E.T. was much more squat.
Yeah.
E.T.'s like sitting at home listening to this like, oh no, I've let myself go.
These are the model version. They're so like tall. And
yeah.
Yes,
to him. It's like, oh, if only my torso was 3 inches longer.
Do we have dimensions on these guys? Are they 12 inches? Are they 20? Are they 30? 60? Other numbers I could say.
24! 17! Come on down!
I'm going to say around like 70 centimeters or something.
70 centimeters.
I don't know.
What is that in dumb American?
Giant feet?
What
is centimeter to inch conversion?
I don't know. While someone looks that up, I will continue. Because scientists claim the mysterious three-fingered alien-like mummies are not like modern humans and could be extraterrestrials or an undiscovered ancient race.
Who's saying this? Just some guy?
Scientists.
Scientists all around. Don't ask.
No, I'm a scientist. Don't look into it. Look at my lab coat. What? I bought the lab coat. I'm a scientist. Thank me.
They don't just give those to anybody.
I figured it out.
Okay, drop the knowledge.
So 70 centimeters is about 27 and a half inches.
So it's like a little over 2 feet.
Exactly.
Okay.
Kind of like a sloth.
It's like not quite a meter for our European.
Oh,
audience.
Shit. Now
yeah.
I gotta figure out what a meter conversion is.
It's like 3 feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So despite earlier tests suggesting that the corpses did have human DNA, scientists linked to the research team that announced the discovery last June maintain they have found significant differences.
Oh, significant differences.
Things that are not alike.
Different.
I love the idea that there's just a scientist looking at like a picture of a normal mummy and then this mummy
right.
next to it and he's like, oh. Wait a minute!
Something's, like, different.
You guys, I just got done with my Mad Magazine, and they have a thing where it's like, guess which parts of the picture are different.
Which I'm really good at.
And I thought I'd bring that approach to my work. I don't know why these scientists are the dumbest idiots.
Because we established all you need to do is buy a lab coat to call yourself a scientist.
Yeah.
Also,
right.
I didn't even think that, I think it's not only the Mad Magazine, but originally Highlights Magazine.
Yeah.
Oh.
The traditional
yes.
children's literature of dentist office everywhere.
Yep.
That and that those wooden things on the wires that you like move
wooden
around.
Things on the wires are great. What is that thing called? I love those.
I don't know, but they go all kinds of different ways.
Oh, big some of them.
Jeremy, we've been entertaining children for generations, yet no one knows what our device is called.
Little did they know if they did the right sequence, it would solve all the world's problems.
You do it exactly right, and like it just starts emanating white light.
Right.
Glowing.
It's utopia.
Moves up.
So around 6 mummies of varying sizes were said to be found in the tomb near the Nazca Lines in Peru. They found the rib structure of the largest, now called Maria. I don't know why I said it like that.
Now called
just
Maria.
Peru. I don't know.
Maria.
So,
I just met a girl named Maria.
Yes.
I mean, you couldn't have her be named Maria and not sing West Side Story, right?
You are
when
right.
You're a jet, you're a jet. Anyway, continue on.
Yes, so Maria's rib structure is different to humans as it is a keel shaped in the upper part, and the cage consists of semicircular ribs.
Okay, so it's more like a boat frame? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you say keel.
Yeah.
Huh, and the ribs are significantly rounder.
Right, more semicircular.
Maybe because on their planet they breathe less oxygen-rich air.
Right, or...
or
yeah.
Nitrogen or something altogether different.
This is factual stuff.
Who's to say? Who's to say?
So another tiny skeleton of a creature aged around 9 months, thought to be Maria's daughter, was found nearby and named Lavita.
Lavita!
Professor... Konstantin Karatvak.
Konstantin?
Welcome to the stage. Konstantin
Karatkov.
Karatkov.
Yeah.
Konstantin
Karatkov.
Nice.
From the Russian National Research University, claimed to have seen 4 other male mummies, which they called verdants.
Verdants, huh?
From colleagues in Peru, which would date back as far as 6,500 years based on 1 carbon dating analysis. The skeletons have, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. The skeletons have 3 fingers.
He said it before, but he'll say it again. God damn it.
Drive this point home.
So wait, 6,500 years, they carbon dated it back
yeah.
to that? That predates pretty much everything, right? Okay.
6,500 years?
6,500.
So 2,000 years ago is supposed to be...
That doesn't predate everything by a long shot. But you're talking about, like, humans? Like
yeah,
humans?
Most of our civilization, right? So Egypt only goes back to what? I don't know.
5,000 BC?
Yeah.
8,000?
See, these are things that if I had my phone, it wasn't in the living room.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
No, I legitimately... left it in
that
the living room.
That's funny.
Or are they looking all this stuff up?
That's funny.
But yeah.
What should I look up? Like earliest human civilizations?
Just
specifically
when were
Egypt?
The pyramids built?
Okay. Although they keep fucking going back and forth on this. Like,
because dating stuff is hard, yo.
Yeah. they thought it was one thing, and then semi-recently they came out and were like, oh, never mind, we feel like it's this now. So
maybe search when was the height of Egyptian civilization.
Okay. I mean, we will go off the general consensus of what they believe
of
now.
Science.
Yeah. But
I mean, if you buy into that whole evolution
especially
thing.
On this podcast, and I just follow this in general in life. I always know that any day now they could come out and be like, never mind. Yeah. We decided this now.
Stop drinking water. Stop.
It's all sap from now on.
I might be okay with that. I feel like sap would be a tasty alternative.
Oh my God. You want to get done with a run and have a nice old jug of
sap
syrup?
Yeah. Slowly pouring out of the cup.
It stops you from, you know, over drinking, you know.
So the internet is saying that Egypt's height happened from 2000 BC to 1700 BC.
Okay, yeah. So 6,500 years ago is the cradle of society. We're just like starting to have animal husbandry. We're just starting to farm.
What is 6,500 years ago? What is that in
terms
of BC?
See.
Or
that would be 4,500 BC.
Yeah,
4,500 BC.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to Google, what was happening in
4,500 BC?
While the Google machine is going, I'll do the reiterating of the three fingers, elongated skulls, missing nasal cavities, and lower jaw, which are not flexible.
Oh, so like their lower jaw can't open the same way ours does.
Right. It can't, you know, that it can't handle such a girthy
so maybe
entrance.
So maybe on
really
their
bad at BJ's. Nobody's getting in there.
Maybe on their planet they just like sucked nectar from trees or something like that. These are the sap collectors.
Or they would like eat just leaf. Yeah, things where they didn't have to like open
crunch
them,
it.
Right.
You just suck it out or something.
They've evolved
maybe,
beyond that. Like
right, maybe they were just absorbing sunlight through their third eye and their mouth was only for talking.
Mm-hmm.
Or they like are on some kind of nutrient-rich matrix like fluid into their mouth.
First.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're just like on a constant IV.
Actually, a lot of shit was happening at that time.
Yeah.
I mean, it totally could have still been an ancient alien who came to help the people of that time.
But
it
could have also been
them.
An ancient human
type
version.
Agriculture was spreading. Animal husbandry was actually spreading at that time as
people
well.
People were husbandring animals?
That's the idea that you start raising sheep and keeping them with you instead of just like
keeping
hunting
sheep
wild animals.
Close by.
I do take these sheep as sheep.
See? They agreed.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I now pronounce you husband.
I object! I'm in love with that sheep!
They were inventing the wheel at that time.
Okay.
So who knows? Maybe this ancient alien brought them the wheel.
That's exactly why
they were doing like copper stuff. Like they were doing stuff with copper at that time. The world population was steadily growing. So, yeah.
Boom. Lots of stuff going down, popping
and
off.
This guy just happened to show up.
Golden age.
How about it? But I will point out that this guy's date is significantly earlier than the lines in the sand, the Nazca lines that we talk about.
Well, so yeah, maybe they made those lines to communicate to these guys.
They were like desperate later on, like come back aliens or something.
Look at that cool art. Banksy was here.
He's everywhere.
So Russian geneticists have found that Maria is a humanoid being, meaning she has 23 chromosomes like us. But experts carrying out new tests in St. Petersburg have uncovered some strange differences besides the three-fingered hands and toes.
What are they?
Tell me now.
Tell us the list of 10.
Some quotes from Korot.
Damn it! We had it so good!
Constantine
Korotkov.
Konstantin Karatkov.
Yeah.
From Professor Karatkov.
So they, the male verdant mummies, could be extraterrestrials or biorobots.
Biorobots.
As for the 70-centimeter creatures, I'm not sure. But Maria and Vavita could have been representatives of a certain race which had possibly reached a stage of advancement much earlier than we did. Maybe thousands of years earlier.
So, like, it could just be another race.
Right. Like, maybe this is where Rh negative comes from, these people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the,
yes.
They're the Atlanteans, the last Atlanteans who
yes.
made it to South America.
Mm-hmm. So, there's naysayers.
Say your nay.
Yes. So, the conspiracy theory website,
like the Earth Mother Gaia.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Gaia.com has featured videos suggesting the discovery could be a being closely related to humans and still from outer space. The skeptics have pointed out that earlier tests revealed the mummies did have human DNA and that Dr. Karatkov is closely linked to Gaia, which is promoting the investigation. He is described as an expert in alternative medicine and also claims to have photographed a soul leaving a human body. So, you know, he's not a stranger to making some claims.
That is the nicest way anyone said it. That's how parents describe their cryptozoologist children.
Right?
They're not strangers to making some claims. I'll say that. You know, I don't want to say he's a weirdo, but not a stranger to making some claims.
Can you find this soul leaving the body image online?
Maybe. I did not.
I will look
person.
It up.
Look
Google.
It up!
She is the Googler!
So, many UFOologists believe that Gaia.com films are promoting a massive hoax. Nigel Watson, another of the UFO investigations manuals, said that they were hoaxes using a real human remains. Express.co.uk has asked Gaia.com for details about where the so-called alien mummies were discovered. They said that they asked for the location, who found them, and whether it was part of an official dig, and if there were any any pictures of the discovery, but Gaia didn't respond. They were like, whatever,
yeah.
We don't care about it. So footage in a subsequent video shows what appears to be the entrance of a tomb and mummified remains buried there at the undisclosed location.
Mm. Mummy-licious remains.
I'm mummy-licious.
I'm mummy-licious.
This is the supposed photo of the soul leaving the body.
What?
It looks real
ridiculous.
Fake to me.
Yeah, dust and
sun. It's like
a picture.
You know, it's like an artist's
rendition.
Ideal
right.
of
yeah.
what it could fucking look like. That's
yeah,
my
I
opinion.
Agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you.
How long was he sitting by that dead body to get that fit?
Photo? Yeah, what's the
it's
length of
exposure?
Exposure.
Yeah.
Like, I was just about to say, you can do that kind of shit with like long exposure. And even in the on older versions of cameras, you know, like they could do that shit for a long time. That's
well,
not.
Speaking
hard.
Of souls leaving the bodies, we do have the death rocket fired up going around.
My soul is about to leave my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It's capturing a little bit of each of our souls. As
quick,
we
tether
it
to this plane.
I'm going to grab my Polaroid. Are there any souls loose in the room?
When we all went to the Cannabis Cup as a high mystery field trip,
we captured
all
the ghosts.
I wanted to take
ghosts.
A picture with Holly, so I go, Holly, let's go take a picture. And for whatever fucking reason, she turns to me and she goes, do you think there are ghosts here? Like, out of the blue. And I was like, I don't know. You should ask them. Ask them if they're here. We take the picture. And I had just taken a picture in that same exact spot, like, 2 seconds before with someone else. And it came out fine. But mine and Holly's picture came out completely overexposed.
Except
it was
for the two of us.
Completely whited out, like...
We'll put it up.
Wide
we'll
it out, and you can, like, barely see our, like, silhouette impressions, like, a little bit.
Because
and
that place was just covered with ghosts,
we
apparently.
We were just like, Apparently there's your answer.
Well, also referring to my right episode. That's why I just did that episode. And I was like,
oh yeah, that you did.
You've got a Polaroid?
Yeah.
Always ask if there are ghosts and if you have a Polaroid.
Little do we know that convention center was built on a Native American.
Right? I'll show, if we put up this picture, I want to put up the picture that I took, I think it was with Tristan, like 2 seconds before in the same spot that was normal, and then we'll put up the one that Holly and I took in the same spot.
Trippy.
So trippy. When you ask, be careful what you ask for. You
this
receive.
Is the tomb. Right here. That's the entrance.
It reminds me of the tomb in Spaceballs where Yoda lives. Or Yogurt lives. May the Schwartz be with you!
So, genuine scientist.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
we do.
We do.
Oh, my goodness. Jake Wines is here. It's also an archaeologist.
Who I only know from Parks and Rec. I only know because of Parks and Rec. My favorite show.
Yeah.
I was like, did you buy one of these?
Little Sebastian!
So, Genuine, the singer and scientist, believe they have been created to look like aliens using the grave-robbed, mummified remains of ancient buried humans.
Perhaps, like, children or fetuses or something?
That's such a weird.
But their ribs are
skeleton.
Clearly, like, fucking different.
Maybe that's part of the mummification.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And their fingers and toes. They only have three.
So, or, I mean, you can kind
just takes
of
them off.
Mush. I mean, they've done that with, like, you know, like, oh, we found a mermaid's remains, and it's like a monkey skeleton shoved onto, like, a fish tail or something like that.
Yeah.
I will say, if these were gaffs, they'd be really good ones. I think that's what that's called, right? It's a gaff?
I know.
Or something.
What is it?
When you have like a monkey sewed to a fish, and it's
like
a hoax. Yeah, exactly. It's like a fake structure, like a fake statue.
Mm.
It has a specific name. I thought it was gaff, but now I don't know what it is.
Mm. All I know with gaff is like gaffer's tape. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Which
goofs and gaffs
could definitely hold like
right?
a
they
skeleton to a fish.
It's time for a night of love, laughs, goofs, and gaffs.
So the organizers of the 9th Annual World Congress on Mummy Studies, which took place in Lima, Peru in August 2016, issued an angry call on Facebook.
They issued an angry call on Facebook?
Yes. for an official inquiry into whether archaeological crimes have been committed.
Oh, snap.
The Congress brings together world experts in mummies and skeletons in a new location each year. Under the hearing, the fraud of extraterrestrial mummies translated from Spanish, the Congress said it believed real human mummified remains had been mutated and rearranged to create bogus alien-looking creatures.
Of course they'd say
bogus.
That.
It's okay. I have more stuff to naysay the naysayers.
Good.
You're painting a real bad picture of Genuine.
This is going to be his fire festival. Okay?
My apologies, Genuine. You made fine music.
I don't know another Genuine song, though.
Could
no.
not name one
no.
more Genuine song
no.
for anyone?
If,
anyone?
No.
Rob would be able to name it if anyone.
No.
Doesn't exist.
Okay.
No.
He's got the one. One's all it takes, you know. We're talking about him.
It's true.
You're thinking about it? We're talking about it.
Parks and Rec.
One more than I have.
Only.
So another advocate for, you know, it being something more than a grave robbing desecration of dead bodies is Dr. Edson Vivanco.
Edson Vivanco, come on through the curtain with Edson Vivanco.
See the unseen.
Yeah, right.
So he's part of a team researching the alleged discovery of several bizarre three-fingered and three-toed corpses said to have been found in Nazca, Peru. I.e. the same guys we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The bodies have been branded elaborate hoaxes by mainstream scientists, as we have said. Using the genuine mummies smashed together to make these non-genuine. And the DNA test results coming back that they were human DNA or whatever. And then some came back inconclusive. So Dr. Vivanco.
Dr. Vivanco!
He's a skeleton specialist.
A skeletologist, if you will, as we all know.
Studied in bones.
Yes.
We all know.
That's what it says on his license plate. Studied in bones.
So his team announced the discovery and claims that they could be aliens aliens of extraterrestrial origin. He was interviewed as part of a documentary made by British UFOologist Steve Mira, who traveled to Peru.
Wait, so it's actually UFOologist?
No, Steve Mira is the UFOologist.
Okay.
And he was interviewed for a British TV show documentary or something like that.
Got it.
So in this interview, he was quoted saying these things. Or I think this is Steve Mira saying. So they invited me to join the investigation to give my... Okay, no, I lied. This is
Stop lying
to us. They invited him to join the investigation to give... I'm trying to like read it as third person, but I have it written as first person.
Now
transpose it into present perfect on the fly. And if you could wrap the sentence while you're at it, that would be great.
Also, if you could drop an octave.
No, I'm just going to be Vivanco.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vivanco.
Doctor.
Doctor to you.
Bone Doctor Vivanco.
They invited me to join the investigation to give my medical opinion to determine if the species we're studied were real or just a fraud. There are lots of details that indicate the bodies are real.
Oh.
To recreate a skull with these characteristics is very difficult. For example, regarding the internal structure of the skull, we can find the parietal structure.
Sutures.
Yes, the parietal sutures, occipital
sutures.
Occipital
sutures.
Frontal
Come on,
sutures.
Bone doctor.
I got that frontal sutures one. And other anatomical characteristics, you know, that indicate it's a real skull.
And all your types of features,
yeah.
So on and so forth.
I feel like he's interrupting dinner with this. Walking in drunk.
So
I mean, you know, the newspaper's got to be at a sixth grade level, so dumb it down for him by all means. There's some stuff on it that shows it's not fake, okay? You just take my word for it. I'm Colin from High Mystery.
There were some big words, and then just trust.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor. I got a lab coat. They don't just get these out.
I'm not a doctor, but this guy is.
On first impression, I found it odd to examine a three-fingered hand with five phalanges, which are finger segments, present on each finger. Independent scientists who have looked at x-rays of the hand released by the team concluded they were made using human finger bones from a number of hands.
So the skull is real and the hands are fake?
Independent scientists think that it's fake.
Okay.
He thought it was very odd that there were three fingers with five phalanges, which are the finger segments.
I see.
Like ours have three.
Right.
Basically.
Just three.
Oh, so he means
yeah,
the
fingers. Yeah, so
there's
like one, two, three, four, five.
On
there'd be
each of the three
four knuckles on each finger.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, knuckle deep means a whole nother thing to them.
Oh, God.
It is very personal.
How many knuckles did you get into?
All four, of course.
26.
So Vivanko added, just three fingers with five phalanges. That caught our attention, and we decided to keep investigating to determine if this is real or fake. I think it is very important to investigate this no matter what the outcome. Because a few doctors already did give their opinion on it without any kind of study, saying the bodies are assembled even though they didn't have access to them. That's why he wanted to do his own investigation, even though their other doctors had already investigated. He felt that they had made their opinions based on just like looking at pictures, but like they didn't actually do any investigation, or maybe they just saw the outside appearance, but they didn't.
They couldn't get in. They couldn't get in there.
Right.
Couldn't get up and close with
yeah.
that mummy.
No knuckles in there.
No knuckles. Zero knuckles. Very uncommon.
And so he goes on to say that if it is fake, that he will be the first to say and report it. Right now, they're studying the evidence, and so far, we haven't found anything to say it is a fraud or that the bodies have been modified or altered in any way. We have lots of evidence that sets us on the path to prove that it is real.
Oh, so much evidence.
Oh, look at me. I'm so fancy. I've got all the evidence.
I'm like swimming in evidence.
In the physical test, we didn't find any traces of modification, any cracks, slots, or fissures that show external intervention. Based
mm-hmm.
on tomographic tests we made, we couldn't find any modifications.
Not a one.
So, nay to you naysayers.
I see your nay, and I raise you one nay.
Just double down on that nay.
From across the field. You have to really turn up your volume to hear that joke.
So he said there were a few hypotheses about the investigation. First is that this is a unique biological entity previously unknown to science.
It's the missing link.
Yeah.
Deborah.
Maria.
Maria's just the rib cage, right?
No.
I can't remember.
Maria was the bigger one.
With
oh,
the rib
okay.
cage.
Gotcha.
Yes. The other hypothesis is that by some unknown means at the moment, someone has assembled them, and we'll have to figure out who that is and how they went about doing that, because it's on an expert level. Like,
and it's 6,500 years old.
Right, right.
So how'd they work that out?
Exactly. He said, if we could demonstrate that someone has modified this, we would be speaking about a crime that should be properly punished as well.
Mm.
Because in that theory, that maybe it was pulled from real mummies, so that's how it dates back that far, but then somehow expertly was pieced together.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to have a lot of knowledge on how to handle mummified remains.
Right, it's not
and
like totally destroying
and,
it and ruining
yeah.
it.
How many specimens are there?
I want to say like six.
Okay.
So the doctor says that his personal point of view is that he believes it's real. But that's his personal opinion, and, you know, he doesn't know for sure at this moment, but he thinks that they're real.
When I look at, like, the multiple images of them, I see some of them don't have hands, some of them have two-fingered hands. It seems like,
Well, I think they're just, like, fused
together
as, like,
yeah.
mummified.
Mm-hmm. But when you look closer up, you can see, like, the lines or, like, the indentations where the fingers would separate.
Yeah, maybe.
How is it that they were maintained? Because, you know, were they found wrapped in cloth? Maybe I missed that part. Or are there chemicals inside of them or anything like that?
They did not specify the manner in which they were mummified, but
mm-hmm.
they were in a tomb. Is where they were found.
And these are almost more like even petrified than mummified.
Right, they almost look like the, Pompeii, not survivors, but
yeah,
relics
the
of
surviving
Pompeii.
Remains
right.
of Pompeii.
Yeah, the ash-covered whatevers.
Yeah.
Come this way. Thank you so much for coming out to Pompeii today. We are going to show you some of the
ash-covered
remains.
You can get your smoothies on the right before you leave.
Aren't you glad you did not go to Rome today?
So yeah, this guy and the last, you know, the other guy, they definitely believe that it's a real thing. But again, the organizers of the 9th Annual World Congress on Mummy Studies, which took place last August, they're still convinced that, no, this is a hoax, as brilliant of a hoax as it may be, or, like, expertly done. Yeah, what do you guys think? Do you think it's a subhuman species that went extinct, an ancient alien, a cryptid of some kind, or was it like a skilled physician who could manipulate and piece together a being to fool the masses? And if so, like, why? Like, what would they gain from, I mean, I imagine that's pretty laborious.
Laborious.
Yes.
Wow.
Or was it, you know, government trying to set us up to believe, send us, you know, down a rabbit hole to throw us off the trail of something more devious? Like, maybe this isn't an experiment that they did, or something. I don't know.
Robert, care to comment?
Yes.
I mean, obviously, it's a lizard person.
Oh, this is a gray alien.
Well,
this
you know,
look like
you're
a
looking
lizard
at the same picture, but I'm seeing lizard person.
This is a gray alien.
Hey, this is his theory.
Yeah.
We'll get to your
theory. I'm a bone doctor.
We've done a whole
here,
episode
right?
on lizard people already, though. We know what lizard people look like and what they do.
Wait, we don't... I've never seen any pictures of a lizard
person.
There are
depictions.
Yeah, but I've never seen them.
Yeah,
nobody brought them to the table.
I think Ariana's trying to say, the Greys must have their day.
I'm just saying that there is a consensus across the world among people who have had alien encounters. And they all describe similar things, you know, and they all fall. That's why we're like, okay, we're calling these ones the Greys, because across all of the alien encounters that we've gathered, this is how they describe the alien that looks like this.
Yeah, like 2 to 3 feet tall, gray skin.
Exactly. Big eyes, blah, blah, blah.
And
fill in the blank.
The more angelic.
And then when people just talk about lizard people encounters, they describe certain characteristics, right? So that's...
I just want to see what a sloth skeleton looks like in comparison to
It does. This one down here does look very sloth-like.
You're right.
I think the legs are too long for sloth.
I mean, sloth mutant.
I was thinking that maybe it was one of those walking frog dudes.
Walking frog dudes? Oh, the frogmen of
the
Ohio.
The frogmen, you know? Because if you go back to that other picture, they have like a kind of like a... I could see like a frog-like...
Mm-hmm.
A frog-like hunchiness.
Right? Hopping around.
the
face kind of looks froggish in a way.
I'm thinking maybe it's a society that figured out early...
Dude, he looks so lit right now.
Zooming in on my face.
Does he not look lit? This alien looks so high
right now.
He's
super high. He's
squinty
eyed.
You zoom in on his face and he looks lit.
He's super squinty eyed.
Well, I was going to say it might be a society that found... early, like, radiation, or, like, figured out how to make... I don't know, because I'm thinking of when, after Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, there were a lot of deformed births where the kids had, like, hands that essentially looked like flippers or, you know, very strange deformities that kind of remind me of what we're seeing in the mummies here.
That is...
And
it's
like
a good theory.
Yeah, like maybe it was like the first case of a Chernobyl or the first case of figuring out some kind of radioactive material.
It's present here, yeah. That's terrifying.
Right?
Yeah, my gosh. I prefer to think that it's aliens. It's clearly aliens.
I'm sorry my theory was so dark, you guys, okay?
It's so
feasible. Dealing Hall is thunder over there.
Mm-hmm. You're not from Chernobyl. I'm from Chernobyl.
I'm saying he's stealing your thunder as far as bringing the dark theories in.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good work.
I try, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? No? All right, well, you, the listener, you let us know. You write in. You know how to do it.
If you haven't checked it out yet, go to patreon.com/highmystery for more content from us. If you love what we're doing, there's a little bit more out there.
This is true. The blunts are gone. The high is fading and the battle of the munchies begins. Which means the episode has come to an end. Thanks for listening. For High Mystery, I'm Tristan.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Colin!
You guys are the best.
Bye.